Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer and Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Dr. Wynn Henderson. Dr. Wynn Henderson is a retired physician with over 20 years of clinical experience. Is the author or co-author of not just one, but 43 books, including The Cure of Addiction, The Four Questions, Share Your Mission, The Deposition, The Secret to Happiness, The 12 Steps, Freedom from Addiction, The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishes. His most recent project is an ebook, Look What Drug the Cat Is In, which discusses opioid addiction and the gateway drug alcohol. So welcome, Dr. Wynn Henderson.
Thank you, Catherine.
So your most recent ebook, Look What Drug the Cat In, give us the full title of your most recent ebook. I'm reading the notes that you sent me.
Well, that's the project. It hasn't been completed yet, but I, on my podcast, I interviewed Scott Stevens, who wrote a book called Look What Dragged the Cat In. It was a compilation. We had seven shows, and we started off by talking about the opioid addiction, and then we talked about what's causing the opioid addiction and the effect of alcohol as the gateway drug to everything else, including addictive behaviors.
Now, Dr. Wynn Henderson, you are the host of a radio internet show that's run for 19 years, Freedom from Addiction, and Share Your Missions. So we're going to be talking today about what is addiction. So if someone asked you, what is addiction, how would you define that answer?
Okay, Catherine. Well, I've been using this definition for the last 30 plus years when I first started in the field. And it's worked really good for me to use it so that it makes it easy for people to say, yeah, I'm addicted, or no, I'm not. And here it is. Addiction is if you come to understand that a behavior that you have is hurting you or hurting someone you love, and you can't stop it for whatever reason, then you're addicted to it. Now, you can use that definition for food, for video games, for alcohol, for anything that you want. And just ask yourself, is my behavior hurting me? Is it hurting someone I love? And if it is, try to stop it. If you can stop it, great, no problem. If you can't stop it, well, that's what we're here for.
Now, you are a true addiction expert. Would you give us a list of the 30 most common addictions in the United States today? And again, keep in mind that people all over the world are going to be watching and listening to this. So addiction is indeed a worldwide problem. But what are the 30 most common addictions?
Okay, here they are. And the various types of addictive behaviors, and there might be more, but these are the more common ones. Are overeating, the codependency or control addiction, marijuana, alcohol, hallucinogens, opiates, which are narcotics, inhalants, depressants, stimulants, anabolic steroids, gambling, kleptomania. That means stealing something that you don't need to steal. Smoking, sociopathic or criminal behavior, undereating, sexual and non-sexual abuse, workaholism, excitement, power, greed, teenage rebellion, sexual compulsions, overspending, negative thinking, TV, internet, smartphone overuse, relationship addictions, and collectaholism or hoarding. That's my list.
Wow, that's a pretty big list. And I'm sure that those of us who are listening can recognize just a few things that we may have a problem with. So how do we go about determining if we're listening to this list and we go, yeah, I think I have a problem with that. Yeah, I might have a problem with that. How do we go about facing these addictions and getting help to transform them?
Okay. In my medical training, they taught me that a disease needs to have symptoms related to it. You go into your doctor, he's going to say, what's wrong with you? You're going to say, I've got this, I've got that, I've got the other. Now, here are the symptoms of addiction. And you can just count them off and say, I got that, I don't have that, or whatever. The more symptoms you have, the more you can be sure that one of those things that I just mentioned is a real problem and you need to get treatment for it. And the symptoms are anxiety or nervousness, depression, pain, loneliness, a lack of love, a void in your life, emptiness, unworthiness, a sense of failure, insecurity, sorrow, guilt, shame, unhappiness, lack of acceptance, lack of energy, fear, boredom, resentment, self-pity, the need for immediate gratification and pleasure, and suicidal thoughts. If you've got one of those, you may be addicted. If you got all of them, I can guarantee you, you are.
Yes, and you know, just again, listening to your list, Dr. Wynn Henderson, you know, you're addressing a lot of the feelings that as human beings, we definitely go through at some point in our life, for even for a brief period, if not for a prolonged period of time. So if someone is listening to this program and they recognize, you know, gee, I may be addicted, and yeah, I think I'm suffering from some of these symptoms, how do they go about getting help? How do they go about transforming this situation?
Okay, well, I spent 30 years writing, editing and re-editing my work, and the latest piece is Freedom from Addiction, and then the number 3, which is available at Amazon or other places. In that book, it gives you a seminar and a workbook on everything that you need to know about addiction, and then in the second part of the book, how to treat it. It's all in the book. And if you use this, and I've written it for an eighth grader or above educational, so not going to be big words in it that you're going to have to stumble over, and you do what it says in the treatment program, you can cure your disease. And I'll give you a guarantee, and this guarantee has been working for me for the last 30, 40 years, whatever it has been. There are 3 things that you have to have, think or do, in order for me to give you 100% guarantee. And for the people who have been able to do these 3 things, they all get cured. If they don't get cured, I'll go back and talk to them and find out what it is on those 3 things that they didn't do right. First thing is, you have to want to get well. You know, you can say, yeah, I'd like to stop smoking, but, or, yeah, I'm overweight, but, And it is not going to do you any good, either my program or any other person's program in the country, if you're not serious about getting well from this disease of addiction. So if you're not sure, put my book on the shelf. And when you are sure, when life has treated you so crummily, so you're so unhappy in everything, that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get well, then I'll be the person that can help you. The second thing is you have to believe you can get well. And without belief, you're not going to get well. Now, in my book, I write into it what you need to know with respect to belief in order to be sure that you're sure that this program will do this for you. So those are the first two things. Want to get well? Believe you can? The third thing is, as a result of those first two things, you have to show up and do the work. The work is in the book. It's all laid out. It's simple. Now, are you willing to spend 30 minutes a day or 45 minutes, not your whole day, but maybe that much time doing something that's going to make your life much, much better? Or do you want to continue with the way your life is going now? Well, if you're willing to show up and do the work, you will be cured. So that is what I would say about what you can do. The other thing you can do is, I have a podcast. It goes all over the world, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you've got a computer and you're in a country that you can raise the internet, you can hear the program. Now, what is this program? Well, I interview people like yourself and other people on my program, and they are at the top of their game. They know exactly what they're talking about. And I'm going to share these interviews with you. There's over 100. And you just look for the title that you want, whatever turns you on, and listen to it. And I guarantee you that if you were to listen to all 100 programs, you would have more education than if you went to college for 4 years. I know I do. Any rate, there's lots of ways to get to it, but the newest way, the easiest way, is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, that's a distributor, .com, freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. If you type that in your address bar, it will take you right to my most recent program.
Now, Dr. Wynn Henderson, when I'm doing a medical intuitive reading, I read the five levels of the being, which in my view are your physical body. We think we know what that is, the bones, the skin, the organs, the physical body. Then there's an energy body, your chakras, your breath, your acupuncture system. And then there's the emotional body, which is the emotion. Your emotions can shut down any process. And then there's your mind, which are thoughts and your beliefs. And finally, there's your spiritual body. So what I'd like to do with you, Dr. Wynn Henderson, since you are a world-leading expert about addiction, let's talk for our audience about when we are suffering from an addiction, what's going on these various levels. For example, if I've got a client who's suffering from an addiction, one of the things that I'm going to look at is their brain chemistry, right? Because it's almost a chicken or the egg problem, because if you have neurotransmitter deficiencies, you're going to want to take something to balance yourself out, even if it's not the right thing. And on the other hand, I've seen many people who have actual chemical brain damage from years of alcohol, cocaine, heroin, opioids, etc. And also, your blood sugar is off. So when your blood sugar drops, then you're more likely to crave the addictive substances. So from your experience, Dr. Wynn Henderson, on a physical level, on our body level, what's happening inside our bodies when we're suffering from these addictions?
Well, you kind of laid it out. If you and I were to try to figure out all these things, which we already know what most of them are, it would take us a week. Your body could be doing anything. If your body's not healthy, if it doesn't seem to be working right, consider the possibility.
Yes, absolutely. And again, from my view as a medical intuitive, as you said, our addictions can affect any organ. So for example, if you drunk a lot of alcohol or taken a lot of drugs, legal or illegal, that's going to affect your liver. I've had a number of situations recently where people were taking literally too many vitamin mineral supplements. I had a lady in 2 weeks ago. She was on, I kid you not, she brought in 8 suitcases of vitamins. And for some surprise, she also had a kidney problem. And I said, you're taking too many pills. You're taking too many supplements. So, you know, a lot of times these addictions can look like we're trying to make ourselves better. But they can affect us. They can make your liver toxic. They can affect your kidneys. They can give us cancer. They can definitely shut down our brain and give us brain fog and affect our functioning. And what about on the energetic level? What's happening to someone, to the energy of someone who's definitely addicted?
Well, I told you earlier, a lack of energy is one of the prime symptoms of addiction. And I don't really know of anybody that comes in that has an addiction problem and says, gee, I have so much energy, I just can't stand it. That might be another problem, like manic depressive psychosis in the manic phase. But with respect to the spiritual disease of addiction, you're going to lose energy and you're not going to be at the top of your game.
Right. And again, I think a lot of the addictions, basically part of what they do on an energetic level is they take you literally out of the present moment. So if I'm distracting myself with the internet, I'm not fully present to what's happening now, right?
Right.
So people are not fully grounded at home in their body. They're distracting themselves. They're not fully connected. Their mind, body, spirit connection is not working properly. Now, what about on the emotional level? You mentioned depression and anxiety. What do you feel from, you know, your decades of experience of working with addiction? What do you feel are the primary emotions that drive people to addictions?
Well, when you talk about emotional symptoms, anxiety and depression, those two have to be the top two, because more people will have those than some of the other ones. But emotionally, you feel a void in your life, like something's missing. If you ever ask yourself, you know, have I got my life all together, or is something missing? Emotionally, that's a symptom of addiction. Something is missing. And lack of love or relationships, those are some of the other things. Suicidal thoughts, that's an emotional problem with addiction. Your need to have immediate gratification and pleasure, those emotions are symptoms. There's lots of emotions that are involved. And, you know, you can go back over and watch this program again and listen to all 20 of them, or they're listed on the back of my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, and see how many you actually have.
Yes. And, you know, it's my experience, my 26 years of experience in natural healing full time, is that emotional work and emotional, mental, spiritual work is absolutely essential when you're wanting to recover from any dis-ease. Because emotions can shut down anything. Emotions drive all our processes. So I feel it's really important to look at what am I feeling when I grab for those 10 cookies, or when I want to, you know, when I reach for my second pack of cigarettes. What am I feeling inside of me How did that start? And how can I unwind this pattern? Because most of the time, it's my experience as a medical intuitive healer that we think the cause of the emotions is out there. And yet our emotional state is literally internal. And if you, it can be read by someone like myself, and it can be felt by everyone around you. Your vibe speaks louder than any words that you say. So how important do you feel it is, Dr. Henderson, to address the emotions that cause people to become addicted?
You know, Catherine, there are billions with a B dollars worth of pills out there for people to help them with their emotions. And I don't believe that that's the answer. I don't believe that you're low on the pill, whatever the pill is. I believe that it's a spiritual condition that needs to be changed in order to get rid of these problems. And when you change your spiritual level of consciousness, it changes your value of yourself, your self-esteem and everything. And low self-esteem is what drives addictive behaviors. So I approach it by changing that, not by giving people pills. I think that that's one of the things that people have gotten into the habit of. Go to their doctor, get a pill to get happy, get a pill to be less nervous, get a pill to be less depressed, whatever it is. And I don't go to it from that angle. I go to it from the spiritual angle.
Yeah, and I am in 100% agreement with you, Dr. Henderson, because what I see in natural healing is, again, people are, maybe they're not taking a bunch of prescription medication, but they're on so many nutritional supplements that and they don't understand how all this is affecting their body, because their body has to process all this. So it's, you know, they think they're doing themselves good, but they may be harming their bodies in other ways. I have a friend of a friend whose wife was studying natural healing, and she ended up in the hospital with liver disease from taking too many supplements. So I agree with you. You've got to address the root emotional, mental, spiritual causes. Now, on the mental level, you mentioned something really important, two things. Number one, you have to want to get better. You have to say, you know, this addiction, whether it's overeating, taking heroin, taking opioids, is ruining my life. And then you have to say, I can get better. This I am possible versus impossible. What do you think, Dr. Henderson, people can do to become stronger mentally, not just to develop their willpower, okay, but because it's easier to keep your willpower if you know it is possible for you to overcome something. What can we do to strengthen ourselves mentally?
One of the things that I found over the years that I've been helping people with addiction is addiction is more powerful than willpower. If you just say, oh, I'm not going to smoke today. Well, maybe you might make it 6 hours. I don't know. But sooner or later, your willpower is not going to get the job done. So you have to do something in addition to just say, I'm going to will this problem away, because I haven't seen anybody that can do that. And the treatment program in the book will help you with that.
And are there any particular thoughts that are helpful? Is it helpful, in your opinion, to use affirmations? Or is it helpful to have someone to talk to about what we are thinking and feeling? What's your experience?
Well, affirmations are terrifically important. There's a section in the book where I've written 200 affirmations for you. And the way affirmations work is, You take an affirmation, you repeat it over and over again, let's say at least 3 times a day, with enthusiasm out loud, and within a period of time, 21 days, 28 days, whatever, it changes your thoughts. And when your thoughts are changed, It changes your actions, your behaviors, the way you relate to the world, and everything changes as a result. Changing your thoughts is about the only thing that you can do in life that I can guarantee will give you a better life. So, yeah, let's get some affirmations going.
Dr. Henderson, would you be willing to share some of those affirmations for our audience? We can probably do well by thinking more positively right now.
Okay. If I were thinking that I might be addicted to overeating and I want to lose 100 pounds, I would think, I am thin and healthy. You don't have to be exactly what it is. You just have to affirm that that's what you are. In other words, saying, I'm fat will not get you thin. So some people have a problem with saying what they want to be, what they want to think, but that's what you've got to do. You have to positively affirm where you want to be and just, I'm waiting on it. It will show up.
Right.
And you do that, and that will change your thoughts. And then when your thoughts change, you won't eat as much. You'll be happy with less food. And when you have less food, the pounds will drop off of you, and then you'll wind up thin.
Right. And for our audience, thoughts, affirmations need to be in the present tense, like it's happening now. Like, I am radiantly healthy is a wonderful affirmation to use. And when I'm advising my clients on affirmations, I recommend that you incorporate a technique called VAK. What is VAK? Visualization, auditory, kinesthetic. So if I'm saying I am radiantly healthy, well, I visualize myself as being as radiantly healthy as possible. I see it in all its full affirmation, full manifestation. Then with auditory, I think about what people might say to me if I'm radiantly healthy. Like, wow, you look radiantly healthy. Wow, you're so healthy. Then with the kinesthetic, I think about what would I feel like if I'm radiantly healthy. I'm full of energy. I can do whatever I do with ease and grace. My body feels light and it ready for anything, right? So when you incorporate VAK, visualization, auditory, and kinesthetic, you see it. You see yourself in that state that you're affirming. You hear what other people are saying to you, and also what you would say to yourself, like, wow, I feel so great about myself. And then you literally feel what it would feel like to be in that state. And by using the VAK technique, you literally put yourself in that vibratory state where the affirmation, I am radiantly healthy, is possible. So you're literally putting yourself in the vibration. And the more that you can spend time in the vibration of what you're affirming, the easier it is to make the shift. Now, Dr. Wynn Henderson, a true addiction expert, what do you feel is happening with people on the spiritual level when we face addictions?
Well, that's a good thing to talk about, because you ask yourself, if we have treatment centers all over the country, if we have programs in churches, if we have doctors and counselors that are going to counsel us, why is it that addiction in the country is not getting better? It's getting worse. And my thought on that is because we don't know what's causing addiction, and so therefore we're treating it with the wrong tools. And the absolute fact that I believe 100% is addiction is a spiritual disease. Now, if you don't have a spiritual program that will work, you won't get cured, in my opinion. You'll spend a lot of money, you'll go to a treatment over and over again, but you won't get cured. The only way that you're going to be able to get cured is using a spiritual cure. And that's in my program, and it's written out, and so you follow that, and you have a chance of being one of those lucky individuals that can get rid of your addictive behaviors.
And Dr. Henderson, I want to fully affirm, I 110% agree with you. I have had clients, and they've addressed the addiction on the physical level. They got off the substance, they're eating better, they're taking better care of themselves, but they have neglected the spiritual aspect. And I tell them, you know, you've got to find a way of addressing the spiritual aspect or your recovery will not hold, you know? So it's just a matter of time. What I find on a spiritual level, it almost has to do with valuing yourself. So in my view, not that I know anything, it's a blessing to be given this body and to be incarnated in this lifetime. And when you understand how blessed you are to be in this body, in this lifetime, and that you have a spiritual purpose that you alone are here to fulfill, and that no one else is like you, your vibration is unique. You are a vibrational interference pattern. You're already a VIP, even if you don't think anybody knows your name. Believe me, the people around you know you, and they can feel your energy. Your life matters. You matter. And when you come to the realization of just how important you are from a spiritual perspective, you're part of this universal consciousness, the whole. And even if you don't understand what your spiritual purpose is, if you just say, okay, I'm alive, I made it into this body, and I'm going to trust that there's a reason that I'm here, then as you start to value yourself, then you start taking better care of yourself, and you start to view everything that happens as a miracle, and you see the synchronicities and the little miracles of all the love around you and all the people who are here to support you. What are your thoughts on how important it is for people to understand their spiritual nature?
Well, it's absolutely important, because in the disease of addiction, all of the behaviors, no matter which one or several that you choose, are caused by low self-esteem. Low self-esteem means I don't value myself enough as the person that I am. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You're beautiful. You're perfect. God is very pleased with you. And you need to have that understanding. If you have that understanding, and you can get it by increasing your spiritual consciousness, your understanding of the spiritual person and entity that you are, these addictive behaviors will just blow away. You don't need them. There's no reason to have them. And that's why spirituality is so important.
Now, Dr. Henderson, one of your 43 books, which is amazing, I'm about to publish my ninth book, and I know how much work that is. One of your 43 books is The 12 Steps. When someone recognizes and owns, okay, I have an addiction, I need to do something about it, how important do you feel it is to work through the 12 steps, which is a spiritual process?
The 12 steps is good for everybody. Each of the steps, if you can do it either by reading them, going to a meeting, having a mentor, whatever, if you do those 12 steps, you'll have a better life. Now, having said that, and I'm using the words that the 12-step people say, we can't cure addiction. We can just keep you away from the thing that's hurting you. They substitute addictions. Let's say if you go to an AA meeting, your problem at the time, you think, is I drank too much. They say, okay, you come to meetings every week and you hang out with us, you eat and smoke and drink coffee with us, and we will keep you away from drinking. Now, I had a patient once years ago. He was a poly drug user, And he would use anything that he thought would get him high. I am convinced that if he thought peanut butter would get him high, he would inject it. Now, he was a bad case. It took him 35 meetings on the average per week to not use drugs.
Aww.
But he, his whole life was addicted to going to AA meetings and NA meetings. And now what kind of life is that? You want something that's going to cure you, not just keep you away from the behavior. And that's the difference between my program and AA. If you don't have my program and you got a problem, go to a 12-step meeting. It won't hurt you. The things that you'll learn there will help you.
Now, of course, the 12 steps is a spiritual process, and they're all important. But if you think of the 12 steps, Dr. Henderson, is there one of those 12 steps that you feel is the most important?
I think that, they're all important. But I think that if you've been through the first 11 and you get around to the last one, it has to do with, as a result of what I've been able to accomplish in my life from the first 11, I'm going to use what I've learned to help other people. That seems to me to be the thing that's going to keep you on the right track, helping other people with the knowledge that you've gained. And so I'd say helping other people.
I just really love that message, Dr. Henderson, and you are certainly doing that with your podcast and with your 43 books, is helping others. I find helping others to be tremendously rewarding. And I love what I do. I get up every day thinking about how blessed I am to do the work that I do. And yet, when we think about helping people, you know, you and I have professions where we're helping others, but we can help our friends, we can help our families. And we can also, one of the things I was talking to someone about, when you recover from your addiction, you become a living, breathing example to other people just by holding the energy that it is possible to recover from heroin, overeating, alcohol, and all these other things. How important do you think it is for other addicts, Dr. Henderson, to have people around them who are in recovery and who show what's possible?
Of course, that's terribly important to get feedback from your associates. One of the reasons that people came to me when I was practicing as a family practitioner, about 10% of the people, was they said, I'm depressed. I want an antidepressant, whichever one happened to be popular at the time. And I said, you know what? You're not suffering because you're low on Prozac. You've got a different problem. Let me give you a prescription. You go out every day and you find somebody on the street in your home that is worse off than you are, and you do something that you know is going to help them. And don't expect them to pay you for it or even thank you for it. Just do it and come back and tell me what has happened in your life. And they'll come back at 30 days or whatever like that, and they'll say, Dr. Henderson, I don't need that pill. I am totally less depressed now that I'm helping other people. Does that kind of...
That is the best message I have heard all week, Dr. Henderson. And once again, I really value your wisdom, and I totally agree. And, you know, there, when we think about helping, a lot of times people think, well, I'm too sick, I'm too this. They believe in their own limitation. But what if you start simply by raising up plants inside your home? And you take care of the flowers. I was just down in my healing room, and a new orchid had opened up this morning, which just gave me tremendous joy. And or you tend your garden. When you tend your garden, a garden is a joy to everyone who walks by your house. So there's small ways that we can contribute, right? And contributing your time, listening, being a good listener, being a good friend, right? And by doing these things, by committing our time and energy and resources to the service of others, then also I feel that you become more fully engaged in the process of living and less engaged in the process of escaping life, right? Because wouldn't you say that addiction at its root is a form of escape?
Yes. So you have a low self-esteem. You don't value yourself. You have all these symptoms and you say, what can I do to get rid of these symptoms? And you go out and look in the world and you see what's common and available. And what's common and available, you try. Unfortunately, what's common and available is also going to lower your self-esteem because it's going to hurt you. And so when it hurts you, you have a lower self-esteem. You're in a vicious cycle. You try something else. You try something else, and it never works. And so that's the treadmill you get on like a hamster.
Right. But one of the ways that we can build our self-esteem, as you mentioned, is by being of service to others. So when I tend my garden and create beauty for others, or when I listen to a friend, or I go and spend time with someone who's lonely and depressed, or when I go and do charitable work, I feel better about myself. How do you think service to others helps us to feel better about ourselves?
I go to the nursing home in town every Monday morning at 11 a.m. and they'll have 20, 25 people in there. Some of them are asleep. Some of them probably can't hear me, but a lot of them can. And I don't know for the ones that don't seem to be with it what they actually hear. But by going there and reading to them, telling them jokes, singing for them and everything, I get a great boost in self-esteem. And I know that I am doing something that's helpful for them. So whatever it is that you think that you can do to help another person, do it. Your self-esteem will automatically rise.
I just think that's such a powerful, powerful message. And, you know, one of the things that I talk to people about is there's three kinds of thinking. There's I thinking, where I think all about me. And I think that when we're really stuck in addiction, it is all about me. How can I feel better? What can I do right now to just get out of this horrible feeling? And then there's we thinking. And we is a little bit bigger than I, which is, you know, my family, my tribe, my neighbors, people around me. You know, what's going on with the people around me? And then there's all thinking, which is universal consciousness, the whole planet, the brotherhood of man, which is why you and I both spend hours and hours every week producing podcasts so we can provide free, helpful, inspiring, and accurate information so that people can uplift themselves naturally, right? So how do you feel that thinking in this bigger picture, going into all thinking, can help us to shift out of addiction?
If you change from thinking about myself to thinking about somebody else or thinking about the world and how I can improve that other person's life, how I can improve the life of the world, you won't be thinking about yourself. You won't be resentful, bored, and think, well, I'm just going to sit in front of the television all day. Get up, turn off the television, go do something that's going to help somebody else. That's the only way that you're going to change from I thinking to we thinking to all thinking.
Very powerful message. I'm so happy that you're here to share your wonderful information with us. Now, Dr. Wynn Henderson, we've been talking about what is addiction. Any final thoughts for our audience?
Gee, there's, you know, in me working with people for 30 years and everything, I can give you plenty of final thoughts. My final blessing to you is you have hope now that any addictive behavior can be cured, any symptom can be gotten rid of. I've given you the tools that you need, the book, Freedom from Addiction 3, and the website, RevWynHendersonMD.com, which will show you the way. And so that's all I can think of right now. You know, it's there. Have hope. You can cure whatever problem that you're having.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan. Find out more about me and my work as a medical intuitive and Amazon number one best-selling author at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so that you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. And remember, when you lose yourself in the service to others, you boost your own self-esteem, you feel better about yourself, and you begin to free yourself from the chains of addiction. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.